through the morning, and I suppose people all over the country have got up very early to open their presents, and I'm sure that some of us must have opened their presents. Anybody like to tell us what they've got for Christmas? No one's prepared to admit to it. Oh yeah, you're going to tell me, what did you get?
A boxing set.
Sounds a bit scary, to avoid you in future. Anybody else got anything interesting, or didn't you get anything? Sure, you must have done. Anybody else? Come on, somebody tell me. Yeah, you tell me.
I got an apple clock.
An apple clock? Wow, that sounds impressive. What did you get?
I got a bike.
A bike? Great. Did you come to church on your bike?
No,
fair enough. Okay. Well, lots of different presents, and there are sometimes different fashions, aren't there? Different years, certain presents are the in thing. Other times it's something different. Well, I guess that there are certain things that never change about Christmas. Turkey for Christmas dinner? Anyone having anything other than turkey? Everyone having turkey, no geese or anything like that, okay. Presents on Christmas morning? Well, we've already thought about that. And also, of course, a husband's stress, trying to work out what on earth to buy for his wife. Well, a relatively new tradition in recent times has been the high-budget, impressively produced Christmas advert. 2015 has brought us Aldi's version of my favourite things from The Sound of Music, reindeer on rooftops and brandy cream pouring. You seen that one? There's also been the Sky Movies advert featuring a feisty young girl who's desperate to finish her Christmas dinner so that she can go watch a film, and she finds herself transported into different film scenes using her uneaten Brussels sprouts to defeat the enemies. But arguably, this year's most memorable has been the John Lewis advert, which is reported to have cost £7 million to make. It's the story of a young girl called Lily, and looking at the moon through her family telescope one night, she's amazed at what she finds.
I would like to leave this city, this old town, don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this planet, you know I'd stay, but I just can't stand it, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. Here I go, I'm still scratching around in the same old hole. My body feels young, but my mind is very old. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that are mine anyway. You're half the world away. You're half
Well, I'm sure that most of us have seen that. And, of course, the strap line is, show someone they're loved this Christmas. And, by the way, you can do that by buying them a Man on the Moon mug. set of pyjamas with Man on the Moon on it, or even a telescope from John Lewis, you guessed it. Well, that advert's interesting, isn't it, as a story for Christmas, because some people think of God as a lonely old chap, far away and out of touch, a bit like that man on the moon in the advert. But you know, God is not at all distant or lonely. John, in that Bible reading that we had a few minutes ago, tells us that God is love. He's full of joy and full of giving care. And God doesn't just look down the other end of a telescope, aloof and alone. Now, that first Christmas, God's love overflowed. He gave us the ultimate present, himself. God the Father gave us his eternal Son. As we read in that famous Christmas gospel reading from John chapter 1 that Derek read for us, the always existing Word of God, who was with God the Father in the beginning and was God himself, became flesh and dwelt among us. God came to earth and became a human being in the person of Jesus. Now, that John Lewis advert has become very popular. And I don't know whether you knew this, but actually it's been remade. And it's been remade to show what Christmas is really about.
This old town don't smell too pretty. I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this planet, you know I stay, but I just can't stand it. I can feel the warning signs running around my mind.
God, are you there?
So here my girl, I'm still scratching around in the same.
God, do you love me?
My body feels young, but my mind is very old.
God, can I know?
So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that ain't mine anyway. Your head.
The best present I could give, love from God.
You're half a world away. I've been lost, I've been found, but I don't feel down. You're half a world away.
No, you've been loved this Christmas. Well, did you spot the gift tag on the baby that floated down in the manger? The best present I could give, love God. As that Bible reading from John says, in this the love of God was made visible among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. So of course God's present is not a telescope, it's not a mulberry bag. But just like gifts can often say something about the giver, sometimes they can also show something about those to whom they've been given. Now, has anyone this morning got any soap or shampoo or deodorant as a Christmas present? I know some people have. Well, I guess sometimes when you get that kind of thing, you think, you know, is somebody trying to say something to me? Well, you know, God has sent us a present because we need him more than anything else. But we might say, well, look, God, why a baby? Well, the claim of this present is that though it's easy to cover it up with tinsel and fairy lights, it's actually us who are lost and lonely. We are all those who have turned away from God. As our reading says, we have sins that make God justly angry and separate us from him. But when we were unable to help ourselves, God came to us in this child born at Christmas. So we read in 1 John, "In this the love of God was made visible among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." You see, this baby, when he grew up, as we remember this morning, as we share bread and wine in Holy Communion, died on the cross. And he died on the cross to deal with the just, right anger of God against our sins. God in Jesus took it in himself that others who believe in him don't need to. And that's what the word propitiation means. The way to God is now open. So the Father gave us the baby from the stars to reconnect earth and heaven. As we began singing, "Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." Now, did you know that you've been loved this Christmas? Well, you have been. And that means that the guessing is removed. Do you remember those questions that the girl in the remake advert asked? "Are you there, God?" she said. Well, Christmas says very definitely he is, because he has come to us in Jesus. "Do you love me?" she wrote. Well, Christmas shows that he really does, because God was prepared even to have Jesus die to put people right with him. "How can I know?" she said. Well, Christmas makes clear that we can know, because God has come himself to show us his love. God has come into this world and shares our experiences, all the ups and all the downs. He knows exactly what it's like to go through what we go through. He even gave his Son for us. Well, Christmas may be a time to show someone that they're loved, as that John Lewis advert said, but supremely, we find that we can know that we've been loved this Christmas. Loved by God, who has come to us himself to make us his friends. "In this, the love of God was made visible amongst us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." So can I ask, do you know that you've been loved this Christmas? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us, that you sent your only Son, and that in sending him you have shown us your love. You have come to live on our earth. You've shared our experience, and we thank you that through him you have opened the way back to heaven. Please open our hearts afresh to Jesus this Christmas, we pray. Amen.